Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Good day to you. Welcome to another episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about what is going on in our lives, in the world, in the energies around us, and how we feel it, how we move through it, and most importantly, the empowered and conscious choices we can make along the way. So thank you for joining me. This is Wednesday, November 21st, 2018. The sun is at 29 degrees of Scorpio, just finishing its journey through the intense, emotional, passionate energies of Scorpio that guide us to see what we couldn't see before. Because the energy is so powerful, it's so intense that you're meant to understand something new. You're meant to get to the heart of a fear, an area of your life that you perhaps felt blocked or powerless, somewhere that you were previously unsure of what was in that part of your energy or in that part of your life. Scorpio gives us the power to really go there, to really go into these other places and to look at the gold we can find there, to look at what has been hidden and how we can make that part of our conscious energy field. So the sun's journey through Scorpio is ending, and then it segues into Sagittarius, and this is a very different energy. Every astrological sign is very different from the previous energy. So we're going to talk more about that in today's show. And I appreciate all of you who are joining me live. This podcast is broadcasted on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Monday and Wednesday. And I appreciate those of you who join live and, of course, all the thousands who listen to this as a recording. I'm glad that we can collectively and energetically gather in this space to talk astrology and energies. If you missed Monday's show, it was a focus on Venus, friendship, and divine feminine healing themes. I was joined by Erica Elmitz, another intuitive who is very aware of energies, and she's done a lot in various fields as well. And we had a conversation about how friendships are changing based on how the divine feminine is changing. And it can happen in so many different ways. And we really just focused on friendships because they relate to the energy of Venus specifically. But you can see how the energy would affect all areas of your life. And one thing that's really important about this journey and this understanding of energy is that it's open to everyone. It's not exclusive. It's not a private club. It's not something where you have to apply and cross your fingers to be accepted. It's truly open to anyone who chooses to go into this area of understanding. And that's what I love about doing this work, is that it is so open to anyone who wants to go into themselves in this way, who wants to understand their own energy, their potentials, their answers. And astrology is one tool we can use for these answers. So that's really important, too, is to know that it's always about whomever wants to come to the party is welcome to. And I know that many of you have been doing this for years or decades. It's a lot of work. The awakening journey is intense. It has many ups and downs and switchbacks and back and forth. It is not linear at all, but it's something with rewards because it changes you. It changes you in a way that allows you to step into the fullness of who you are and the power of who you are. So one thing about Monday's show was how we create friendships as well as other relationships in our life from a place of one version of ourselves. We can call it the unconscious version of ourselves. And then as you go on this awakening journey and you tap into more of who you are through various modalities and learning styles and whatever calls to you, you then step into your conscious self. And those connections that you made as your unconscious self become very uncomfortable. And they're the parts of you that heal even more. And there's more that comes up for you to see in yourself that you didn't realize. And then as you venture forward and you practice this work, because it's practice, practice, practice. And by the way, there's no perfect. There's no practice makes perfect. It's just practice makes it better, makes you stronger, gives you some answers easier and more quickly. But there is no perfect. There's only the perfect way for you. And then you start to create these new connections with people based on your conscious self. And so that really relates to the energies of this year. And it also relates to the energies of Scorpio that we're now leaving as the sun completes its journey through Scorpio. And that's because at the beginning of the Scorpio journey, we come up against our fears. It is our unconscious self, perhaps, that's been running the show in some realms. It's where we have felt powerless. It's where we didn't understand something about ourselves. We had emotions that we needed to look at, and they're the deep, buried ones that are really intense. They can be shame, grief, guilt, resentment, anger, you know, the stuff that's under the surface. Well, Scorpio is really supportive in helping us move through that. And so we become more conscious of ourselves along the way. And now we venture into the Sagittarius journey. And one of the transitions between Scorpio and Sagittarius is that Scorpio is a fixed sign. It's a fixed water sign. It's the emotions you can't escape in your life. That's Scorpio. You can't escape this part of yourself. You can only transform it. And so then we're having to do this deep work, and we transform something into a new expression, a new understanding, new wisdom. And then we free ourselves in some way and move into that Sagittarian energy. And Sagittarius is now about possibilities. And what are the new choices? What's the next adventure? Essentially, what do you want to manifest next after this change you've been through? And the Scorpio energy is even more intense because we just had the Jupiter in Scorpio for the past 12 months. So we've been going through some really deep levels of ourselves. And now as we move more fully into Sagittarius, not only the Sun in Sagittarius, but Jupiter in Sagittarius, there's possibilities. There's things you didn't realize could be happening. It's like these openings, right? Like all of a sudden, you could feel a freedom. And it's an energetic experience, and it's also important to put it in your mind. Because our minds can keep struggling in that Scorpio stuff, right? You're trying to solve it again, or you're trying to do it better, or you're like, did I work through it enough? Or you could be spinning in those questions. And you're meant to move forward. You're meant to step into this next energy paradigm so that you are not continually spinning in that fixed energy, and you're meant to step forward into this new power, this new freedom, this new ownership of you. And so we have the Sun in Sag and Jupiter in Sag, and then Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius. And all three of these are essentially asking you to look up, look around, look beyond, look bigger. And to start with the looking and to be aware of what is possible so that you can consciously direct your energy in that way. Otherwise, you can say yes to everything, or overcommit, or overdo it. I mean, that's Sagittarius. It's like, I'll say yes to everything. It all sounds good. I want everything on my plate. I'll have one of everything on the menu. And so you want to be conscious with this, and you want to be aware of what's in alignment with yourself right now. What really, truly supports you right now? And to allow that to be something different than perhaps you previously self-identified with. So the energy in Sagittarius is quite strong, and the energy in Pisces is quite strong right now as well, and that's because we have Chiron retrograde in Pisces, now at 28 degrees, Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 13 degrees, and Mars now in Pisces at 3 degrees. And Mars will be in Pisces until the end of December. Now, the Pisces energy is completion. It's energies that need to be let go of. You surrender. You understand that this was a full cycle that was meant to show you something that would be of benefit at a soul level, at a spiritual level, at an energetic level. And that can be outside of our human ego. In fact, it always is with Pisces. It's never your ego that's in charge. It's always the bigger universal energies. It's how the Pisces energy connects us to the all that is. It is the oneness energy. It is where we say, I guess I'm not in control at all. I have no idea what's happening. And you just throw it up in the air. And it's meant to be liberating or freeing in that sense, where you just don't carry the baggage. But usually what happens is we're still working through some of the emotional underpinnings of what this year especially has brought up. And because there's three planets in Pisces, you could feel like, I can't believe I'm still dealing with this for something in your life. You could think, I thought I would be done with this by now. That's your logical mind saying, I thought I'd have a solution. I thought I would be free of this. I thought there'd be a new something that would show up. And so the Pisces energy, because it's been so intense, there's this sense of, I'm still moving through this. I'm still in this part of my life. And that means we are meant to still be learning from Pisces. Because the Pisces energies ultimately always connect us with forgiveness, unconditional love, a greater understanding, and a spiritual perspective. So collectively, we're still learning the Pisces energies. And you could feel that your mind jumps in with what it should be. What is the right way to go about this? The mind will want to assert itself or be in charge. That's also the Mercury and Sagittarius energies. And with Mercury retrograde, it can feel like you're thinking about things a lot, like you're reviewing what transpired, what was said, what didn't happen, and your mind can be really full right now. We're going to do a little story time in this podcast episode here in a minute about the Mercury retrograde, because I want to connect some more dots for you to help with understanding this Mercury retrograde energy. But first, understand that the Pisces energy is meant to be where we don't fight and you don't try to be in control or to know. You don't even have to know what you were learning just yet. You don't even have to understand it yet. It's a state of beingness, a state of nothingness that sets you free. So with Mars in Pisces, if we think about Mars as the warrior, and he takes about 2 years to go through the full astrology wheel. And so here he is completing his time in a full cycle that started back in January 2017. And so he's been out there going through all these signs, and he had his big retrograde this summer, and now he's finally in Pisces. And as he started out in this cycle, Mars was in his armor. I picture him as a knight, right? He's in his armor. And when he comes into Pisces, well, it's time to take off the armor. You take off your armor, you put down your sword, you put down your shield, you take off the helmet. It probably all needs to be washed anyways, right? It's probably really dirty. So you take it off just to get clean. And then Mars in Pisces is wearing a white V-neck under his armor, and he's wearing his yoga pants. And he lays down on the bed. And all of a sudden, when he lays down, he realizes, I'm exhausted. I didn't realize I was this tired. I've been go, go, go. I've been getting things done and out in the world and moving and action and all these things, because Mars is about how we assert ourselves. It's how we go for what we want. It's associated with the physical body, with sexuality, with desire, with being in action, all attributed to masculine energies, of which we all have. And so in Pisces, he literally puts down everything he's been carrying, and he just lays on the bed and doesn't realize how exhausted he is and needs a break and falls asleep. And that's the surrender of it's truly done. And then when Mars wakes up from this much-needed rest, he is still recuperating, and it can be reflective, it can be contemplative. You know, he sits with his tea, and he can just rest and meditate and listen to himself, listen to his body, listen to what he couldn't hear while he was in action. And in this place, Mars in Pisces truly connects with his bigger sense of power, which is the spiritual energies. And I always see it as a white channel of energy that comes down and supports the masculine Mars energies, which are really about our ego, right, and what we want to do and what we want to accomplish and how we want to be recognized. And this is a Mars who has to step out of his ego. He just can't have his ego, because it would almost be his downfall, if you will. It would be that sense of having the ego is futile in Pisces, because it's bigger energies anyways that are what you're meant to be connecting to. So the Mars in Pisces is where we surrender these definitions of self that would only limit us going forward, and we're meant to be in this place of what is bigger than me that I can always connect to for my sense of self, for my power, and for my strength. And it doesn't have to come from my body. It doesn't have to come from my self-definition. Now, Mars is actually uncomfortable in Pisces because of this surrender of what he thinks are his strengths. But everything has pros and cons. And so you understand more about, okay, if I know I don't have to push anything, if I'm just meant to float, if I'm just meant to allow information and energy to come to me, this is how Mars gets refueled before he goes into Aries in January. So it is a downtime, if you will, for these parts of ourselves that maybe struggle with a downtime or struggle with surrender. And you'd want to look in your chart at where the Mars and Pisces is traveling, where that moves through, because it's not only Mars and Pisces, like I said, it's also Neptune retrograde and Chiron retrograde. Both of these energies are going direct soon. In fact, Neptune is stationing direct at 13 degrees on Sunday, November 25th. And so this is an opening into that Neptune floating and like the new waves coming through, the new waves moving through you and supporting a new ability to trust, a new ability to be complete and to let something go. Because, again, this Pisces energy is where we're like, I thought this would be over, or I thought I'd be at a different place right now. And the Pisces energy is saying you're going to be in a different place, but there's layers of energies that are bigger than you that have to really help get you there. And, again, it's not your human mental ego energies that are going to do it, at least not to the degree of what's possible. And ever since we've had the 11-11-11 portal, I've been seeing more rings. I don't know how to describe them other than rings of light. And I would say it's orbs. They look like giant bubbles, and they're big. I mean, I've been seeing, like, some big orbs. And I feel like there have been new downloads of energies coming through since that 11-11-11 portal that is helping to dissolve collective fears, collective energies, everything we've been purging with that Jupiter in Scorpio, I feel like there were these new orbs that came down to transmute all that. And I give you that, I hope that visual helps you. It's almost like if you have some debris or something that you're like, I just would like this to be complete with love, gratitude, and grace. Imagine a giant orb dissolving whatever that might be for you, because we have support with this. We really do. And the other thing that's important right now in general is to really, really consciously be aware of greater light on the planet and to see this light, visualize this light going where it's needed right now. This is a really important time for humanity, and the more that we can actively focus on light and the creation of it, the amplification of it, and the integration of it, you can send light around the world. You can send light to particular people. You can simply say, my intention is to send this light wherever it's needed most right now. You can send it to world leaders. You can send it to anywhere that feels dense. You can send it to humanity. I mean, there's so many ways to work with this, but it's really important right now because in so many ways, the light is winning on this planet, but we have to keep it going and we have to keep it moving and we need to ensure that it's consciously worked with because it is a living, breathing, energetic consciousness. You know, we say light a lot. It was funny. I was like, I should have a jar on my desk where every time I say energy, I should put a penny in the jar and I'd be broke. But it'd be my own money, so I wouldn't be broke at all. But it would be like this use of the word. I use it so much. But it's the same with the word light. We use it a lot. And it's important to understand that it is about the consciousness of that energy. And it's the consciousness that's related to the sun because the sun is the biggest light creator in our solar system. And the sun is an intelligence. The sun has consciousness, and it sends us its consciousness. That's why being in the sunlight is vital to humanity. Being in the sun, and I know that in the northern hemisphere we're getting shorter days and less sunlight, but it's vital to be with the sun's consciousness. And so that's why the light on the planet right now is really needed. And I feel that that's just part of the energy right now of that relates to Pisces, is the clearing away, the transmutation, the allowing things to grow and evolve into a different place. It feels very, It just feels like there is a newness here. Like I felt new energies in the past few weeks that have been really awesome. And I feel like it's attributed to humanity's collective growth and to just remember that we contribute to that. We continue to add to that living consciousness around us. So please, if you have a moment, if you have time, just imagine that light being sent where it needs to go, and it will continue to support what is needed on this planet. Now, we have the Pisces energy of trusting that we're still working through some things. So be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't hold yourself to impossible standards right now because there's a lot of dynamic energy moving around. And we have this upcoming full moon in Gemini that is exact November 22nd and 23rd. I have a separate video for you on YouTube that goes through the chart and describes the energies of that full moon. And it's really dynamic. It has all these mutable signs. And the mutable signs are about being adaptable, having choices, where there's possibilities, where you don't want to commit. It's a very non-committal full moon. And here in the United States, we are about to celebrate Thanksgiving. And it's interesting how that always coincides with Sagittarius energy because Thanksgiving holiday and the Black Friday and the sales and the holidays, all that really exemplifies Sagittarius energies of celebration and going big and spending more, or, you know, the best possible deals, the big meal, the big gatherings, like everything big falls under Sagittarius. So it's interesting, of course, how that is in alignment with these energies. However, the other side of the coin, so to speak, is that the Thanksgiving holiday here in America is seen differently by Native peoples and Indigenous cultures, because for them it's a day of mourning, a day of grief for what was lost. And that is also to be recognized too. And so you have some very different energies around this time of year and some very different recognitions of what it really means and what are we really embracing and celebrating. And so I think that at this point in humanity's consciousness, we are able to tap into gratitude and abundance in a healthy way, in that sense of I'm grateful for what is in my life. I'm grateful for who I am. I'm grateful for my body. You know, the gratitude list can be ridiculously long. And it's also being aware of what true abundance is. And it's abundance in all forms. It's abundance through nature. It's abundance through the, you know, the natural world is abundant in ways that are just amazing. And so it's not about any of the materialism or anything that we buy online or the great deals. You know, it's getting to the truth of what abundance is. And so this is all part of the Sagittarius energies. And with this full moon, it gets really busy, because Gemini is very busy and talkative and social and asks questions and has information. And Sagittarius is very busy, and it's like, don't hold me down, don't hold me back, I've got to get out there. And these energies are squaring the Pisces planets that are also wanting freedom. There's just a lot going on right now, and you could be feeling it in your body. I didn't sleep well last night. There's been some nights that I don't sleep well, and then I wake up and I have all this energy. And there's other nights where I don't sleep well and I'm exhausted. You know, it's like the energy changes so much. And I feel like this full moon, it's very active. And you could feel like you have energy, but it's not your energy. You could feel like you can't sit still and you just need to go, 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 go. That's a big part of the mutable signs too. So just be aware of what's in play and how you might be feeling it and processing it, that it might take even more to feel grounded. And in fact, being grounded could actually involve exercise. Like you just need to walk in order to move the energy, or you need to run, or you need to do something to actively move the energy. So it's a really dynamic week. And there's a sense of, I don't know. There's a sense of, I don't know the answers, or I don't know what I want, and I don't want to commit, and I don't want to tell you, and I don't even know. I mean, it's kind of, it can be flaky. And I don't mean that to sound bad, but it's kind of this sense of, you could find yourself and people around you are just not clear. And so they don't give you all the information. They don't know all the information. The information changes. The plans change. The options change. Change, change, change. So staying open is important, because that will help with your expectations or any attachments. And everyone has this sense of, I just want to be free right now, because we've all been feeling the tightness of being in fixed planets, fixed astrological signs, for most of this year. We've all had to work on something, and we couldn't get away from it, and it came back in your face, or it changed dramatically, and then you had to deal with how it played out. All of this has meant that we've really been tethered. And now there's a freedom in the air. And it's this freedom to just explore and to not feel like I have to know, because you're probably not going to know. And that brings me to a story that I have for you about this Mercury retrograde. And this story came to me the other day, and I was like, oh, I need to say this on my podcast because I think this can help people understand what's unfolding from now until the middle of December. So as we know, Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius. And Mercury entered Sagittarius November 1st. And before that, he was in Scorpio, which was the deep digger. He had to go through some things and investigate it and get new information and understand what was underneath that he didn't realize was there before. So it's a very intense time. It could have been a mentally intense. And then Mercury emerges out of that cave of Scorpio into Sagittarius. And he throws all responsibility aside and says, never mind this, I need to run. And so Mercury wants to just take off mentally and be able to look at new possibilities, new areas of life. Where can I see something in a whole new way? But also, what have I learned? And Mercury in Sagittarius accumulates wisdom, knowledge, and experiences. Sagittarius is about experiences. And so he sets off in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is ruled, or it's not ruled by horses, but it involves horses, wild horses that want to run. So I always see Mercury on a horse. It's a little bit maybe reminiscent of like Renaissance times, but I always see him on a horse because he delivered notes to ambassadors. He was the messenger for diplomats and to kings and queens, and I see Mercury in that way. So he gets on his horse to take off and to just see something new in the world. And then the horse slows down, the energy slows down as he starts the station retrograde at 13 degrees of Sagittarius, which happened on November 16th. And when this Mercury stations retrograde, he jumps off his horse, and he's like, I have to go back to that cave. I forgot something. And so he starts to go back to the cave on the horse, but at a slower pace. He's not galloping. He's just trotting. And then finally, he jumps off the horse, and he's walking the horse, and he meets up with the sun in Sagittarius and Jupiter in Sagittarius on November 27th and 28th. And both the sun and Jupiter in Sagittarius have good news, and they're optimistic, and they're like, you have to come with us. You have to join us on this new adventure. We're going to have a great time. We're going here. We're going there. Where's your passport? We're going to learn. We're going to expand. And Mercury wants to go, but he feels a tug. He's like, I can't quite join you. Thank you for letting me know your plans. I have to go do something else first. I'll catch up with you next month. I'll see you next month when I'm back in Sagittarius. So he continues back to this cave, the cave of Scorpio, and he gets to the entrance of the cave, ties up his horse. Now, because Sagittarius is a fire sign, and Mercury has been 13 degrees in the fire sign, he has a fire torch. Like, he gets to take the torch of fire into this cave with him. He enters the cave, and he only goes in 3 degrees. He only goes to 27 degrees of Scorpio. So not too far in the cave, and he has his fire torch. So it's not totally dark. He goes into this cave, and he doesn't even know what he's looking for. And he's just like, I know I'm supposed to be back here. I think I missed something. I missed something that Jupiter in Scorpio left here. Now remember, Jupiter just left Scorpio back in November. Jupiter and Scorpio and Mercury and Scorpio were in this cave together back in late November. So you're going back to revisit something in late October. Both Mercury and Jupiter were at 27 degrees of Scorpio. So Mercury is going back to look for what Jupiter left here that he didn't get the first time. because he was busy, his mind was elsewhere, he forgot something. He goes back into this cave because he's like, I missed something. I was going too fast. I missed a part of the story. I missed something I was supposed to understand about my own healing. So he's in this cave, 27 degrees. He looks to his right. Chiron in Pisces is right there at 27 degrees of Pisces. And Chiron in Pisces is, let's say, floating because Pisces doesn't have its feet on the ground. He's floating. And very zen and very peaceful because Chiron in Pisces is healing on a deeper level but has now tapped into more of what those nuggets of wisdom are, more about the fullness of the story of the soul's journey, of the spiritual lessons. It's like now Chiron in Pisces has all this wisdom, and Mercury makes a trine to this Chiron. And Chiron in Pisces is the bigger energy. Mercury's the smallest planet. It's actually an asteroid, and it's designed to give us the understanding of what we're healing between our physical selves and our spiritual selves. So Chiron has this message for you that you're going to hear and understand that comes through over the course of this Mercury retrograde. Now, this exact trine happens in December. So I'm giving you a heads up here of the story. Mercury goes into Scorpio, trines Chiron, and understands something in a whole new way. The story changes. The story you've been telling yourself about what you've been healing and what you've been understanding, it changes with this Mercury retrograde because of this trine from Chiron. But wait, there's more. So these two are connected, and understanding that there's more that wasn't understood the first time around. The first version of the story didn't have all the information. Now Mercury has more information, and he understands it from a soul perspective, that what he was healing and moving through was so much bigger than what his mind could previously comprehend. And then also in the same healing sanctuary is the North Node in Cancer at 27 degrees and the South Node in Capricorn at 27 degrees. And this creates a kite. It's called a kite configuration. This means that Mercury trines the North Node and Chiron is trining the North Node in Cancer, and then both of those planets make a sextile to the 27 degrees of Capricorn South Node. So this kite is another piece of this healing journey, and this kite relates to the parental axis, Cancer and Capricorn. It relates to your unconscious self becoming conscious. It relates to your feminine energies healing and evolving. It relates to your maternal lineage. And this energy comes through, and because it's the North Node in Cancer, I feel it as there are parts of your soul family and even your ancestors are healing at this time too. Again, this energy will be exact in December. We're going to call it the first 10 days, the first 10 days of December. So yes, it's a ways off, but I want to give you an understanding of how this comes together. So Mercury's in this cave because he didn't know part of the story. He gets this huge blast from Chiron that's like, you missed this. This is the best stuff. You missed the amazing way that you have healed and evolved, and it's not just for you. It's for your ancestors, your family. It's how you have changed something within yourself that then has these big ramifications across that nodal axis. And it runs north to Cancer and south to Capricorn, which means it's in the Capricorn South Node, We're healing who we thought we should be. We're healing and letting go of, this is what I thought I was supposed to do in the world, how I thought I was supposed to show up, what I thought it meant to be recognized and important. I thought I had to do this, this, and this, and X, Y, and Z, and I had to get this expertise and all this. And there's value in that, of course. But you understand it in a new way, and now you see it as, well, I'm learning and I'm growing through these cancer energies of my feelings, my heart, my feminine self. And, wow, now I can see that it's not just for me, it's for so many people in my lineage, in my ancestry, and you could feel them with you. That's kind of the visual I get here, is that these planets create a kite configuration, and then there's a sense of you're supported in this healing work and what you're changing for yourself. Now, if it doesn't resonate for you that it's ancestors or family lineage, it can just be that you're returning to what's in your heart. Because this North Node in Cancer is showing us how we truly feel about something when we step out of the real world and our obligations and what we thought was important, and we come back into ourselves, we remember what still has meaning. And Mercury now makes this connection. He's like, oh my goodness, you're right, I didn't catch this full story. I didn't understand how all of this came together. And he gets this information and stations direct on December 7th, that's at 27 degrees. He's actually at 27 degrees of Scorpio for 5 days. Then he ventures forward and moves back in to Sagittarius on December 13th. And that means he still is holding that torch, but he's changed. The story's changed. It looks different, and he has peace. And it's like a physical peace. It's a lightness. It's a sense of, wow, I can let all that go. And he lets go of that story, that version of the story, that version of the details and information that he thought made him powerful, but really didn't, because this new version is not only powerful, it's healing, and it's peaceful. And I feel like this Mercury retrograde is really important, friends, because it brings us back into these water energies of Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio to make sure that now when you venture forward, you take more of your heart with you. And you understand that that is actually the source of your truest power. So Mercury leaves this cave with much gratitude. He's like bowing as he walks out backwards, like, thank you so much, thank you so much, thank you so much. Goes back to his horse, jumps on his horse, safely puts out the torch, by the way, and takes off into this new place that he didn't even know was possible. So it's like getting back on that horse and doesn't even go exactly the same route, because something in him is changed permanently. Every time a planet goes into Scorpio, it's changed permanently in some way. The energy has to transform because the discomfort is too great. So Mercury is now changed in how he thinks about a part of his life. He's changed in how he thinks about this year, a big healing theme, something that he thought didn't matter or he didn't even understand. Now he has more enlightenment. And there's a new sense of calm. And so he goes back into Sagittarius with gusto. And that horse is ready to take off. And he enters Sagittarius again. That's December 13th. And really has a new sense of what matters and what he's learned and what he's now open to understanding in a higher way. It's like he dropped his preconceived notions or what he thought it should be, and he's like, no, I'm different now, and I need to trust this and follow this path. So I feel like it's even going on a different path to this next destination. And he'll stay in Sagittarius until the beginning of January. So this Mercury retrograde is really important because we've told ourselves stories about what we've been going through, and dang it, we've missed something. And we're meant to understand it in a new way. And that's also one of the gifts of all this Pisces energy. And you could see it as all these, your spirit guides, your angels, God, the universe, source. You could see it as they're all giving you more to support this. And that's why the Pisces energy is helpful right now, because it's making sure that this ending, this completion of the cycle, is truly for the best and highest good of yourself, but of everyone involved. Everyone involved. And you could be feeling this, you could be sensing this, and I think that as we move through this Mercury retrograde, it's going to become even more obvious that we're being set free. We're being set free. And I'm hearing that there can be an effortlessness with that. There can be a grace. There can be an ease. There can be a deep exhale. You can struggle. You could fight it. That's also a choice. You could try to hold on. But this is one of the ongoing themes in our lives, is that things are always changing and we are always shifting. And the more that we see that as one of our powers, the easier it is, the easier it becomes. All these mutable planets support with the openings, the possibilities, and the potentials. And that's what we're going to be traveling through as we go into December as well. Now, those of you who listen to this show regularly know that I do a Monday healing theme and then a Wednesday show like this, obviously. The Monday shows I have coming up for you are going to focus on some really important topics that could help you with what you've been moving through. Coming up, we're going to talk about the January 2020 Capricorn energies and those big eclipses that are happening in January 2020. So not this January, but next January. I feel like it's important to have a full discourse on these cycles and what is happening. That's going to be one show. Another show coming up is about the astrology of depression and anxiety. You can see these energies through transits or in your natal chart. I'm going to give you some insights into what this could mean and to how to work with it. Of course, I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice, but it helps from a spiritual perspective and an energetic perspective to understand what depression, anxiety, and other, you know, intense things are showing us. And another show I have coming up for you is the journey from spiritual to galactic. Spiritual to galactic energies. And I'm excited to talk about this now. It's funny, I wasn't a while ago, but now I am. So clearly that means it's time. And this will be a good show for anyone who feels like they are a starseed, who's interested in galactic information and all of that. So some really cool shows coming up for you on Monday. And as always, Wednesdays will continue to be the astrology of right now and the week ahead. Thank you so much for joining me, my friends. I hope that those of you in the United States who celebrate Thanksgiving have a beautiful holiday and a beautiful gathering that really embraces gratitude and abundance in whatever ways work for you. And to everyone else around the world, I'm grateful for you. I am grateful for your presence and your connection in this podcast that has now been live for 6.5 years. And I'm grateful that you are now connecting with more parts of yourself through astrology. Thanks for joining me, friends. I'll see you back here next Monday. Until then, have a beautiful week ahead and take good care. Bye-bye.